Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our crucified and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From our gospel reading, Matthew chapter 10, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." This is our text. Dr. David Schmidt, a professor at Concordia Seminary, tells a story about waiting in a line at an amusement park, and he overheard a conversation between a father and his daughter. They were talking about the ride, the roller coaster that they were about to go on. And the little girl, this daughter, was obviously very nervous. She was nervous because she had never been on a roller coaster before, and she kept asking her dad, what was the ride going to be like? How scary is it going to be? And this father was listening to her, and he honestly told her, he said, yes, this ride is going to be a lot. You know, at times on this ride, you might want to scream, and you might want to close your eyes. Yes, you will get scared, but trust me, you are going to be all right. And this kind of honesty, this forthrightness, this is the same kind of approach that Jesus takes with you and me and his disciples when he is talking to us about what life is like in this world. Jesus does not give us any fairy tales and empty promises that everything is going to be easy and that it's always going to be fun. Everyone and everywhere knows all about and is well aware of all of the dangers that surround us. It is not hard to find them. It is not hard to think about all of the dangers in this world. In fact, if you think about them too much, if you focus on them too much, it could practically paralyze you with fear when you consider all the possibilities for accidents and injuries, for disease, for cancer, all of the possibilities in this world for war and cruelty, the dangers of financial ruin, and always lurking there in the background is that ever-present fear of death. Now, Jesus pulls no punches here with any of us. He tells us that life in this world, it is scary. And being a follower of Jesus does not mean that you are exempt from all of this scariness. They have followers of Jesus throughout history, currently today, and will on into the future continue to suffer all of these calamities that I have just talked about. And in fact, Jesus warns his followers that when we think about the problems and the dangers and the troubles of this world, they are going to have even more. In fact, Jesus warns and tells his followers that they can expect their own unique brand of scary that is going to be added to all of the rest of that. Now, Jesus tells us quite forthrightly here, and he reminds us, the scriptures tell us over and over again that Satan, the father of all lies, the sinful, broken world, and our own selfish and sinful, broken human nature, our own sinful flesh, they are, in fact, and will continue to be the predominant ways of this world. All the fruits of this brokenness and sinful world out there and all of that sinfulness inside of us, the fruit of all of that, injustice, unfairness, suffering, greed and anger and jealousy, lying and cheating and lust and anything else bad that you could possibly ever imagine. Those things are not the exception. In this sinful, broken world, they are the rule. And the good things like love and kindness and truth, justice, fairness, decency, honesty, purity, those things that are good and right, the things that Jesus is, those things that Jesus teaches his disciples about, those things that Jesus stands for, the things that Jesus are, the things that Jesus brings, all these good things. Being a follower of him, practicing those things, it goes against the grain. That swimming upstream in this sinful, broken world. And doing these things, following him, believing in these things, that is going to create some friction in this world. And perhaps Jesus even warns us and says that perhaps it might even cause friction in those relationships that are closest to us. Our friends, our co-workers, and even within our own family. You know, today is New Member Sunday, and we think about how so many people come to faith. And they come into the church, and they come here looking for the best things. They come looking for peace. They come looking for family. They look for a way to bring their family together. They're so hopeful that church, being in the faith, believing in Jesus, being a follower of Jesus, that this is going to be finally the place where you're going to be the right kind of people, surrounded by the right kinds of things, and that everything, once you start on that path, is going to be good. It's going to start you down that road to a picture-perfect life. But how often do they become disillusioned when they discover that the church isn't some paradise. And faith is not some good luck charm that's going to keep all the bad stuff away. Oh, Jesus is very honest with us. Bad stuff is going to happen. The scary stuff is going to come. Life in this world, faith in Christ, following Jesus, it's all a lot. And sometimes on this path and on this journey that we're on, sometimes you feel like that little girl in line at the amusement park. You're scared about it. You're anticipating everything that's going to come. And sometimes when you're on that ride, you feel like you do want to close your eyes and scream. Maybe sometimes you wonder, is it worth it? Or maybe sometimes you're questioning because you're having these struggles and these troubles. You're wondering, you know, am I doing something wrong? Well, take this word from Jesus as an answer. Jesus tells you that none of this is any surprise at all. Because who are you following? You're following him. And look what happened to him. Did Jesus have trouble? Struggles? Suffering? Rejection? The scary stuff? No, you have not come to follow some guru who floated through a serene, untroubled life of comfort and ease and power and riches. You are following Jesus on a path that he himself has walked, a path that he has blazed through the valleys and through the shadows and through all the difficulties, through all the troubles, and through all the scary stuff. And Jesus tells us, he says to us, it is enough for the student to be like the teacher. But you know, the incredible thing about this, you know, the astounding thing about it is that when we think about this path that we are on, this troubled, scary path down in the valleys and in the shadows, the struggles that we have in the scary parts of this world, the astounding thing about it is that you and I, we've got no choice, right? This is where we are born. This is where we live. This is the only path that we got, being born and living and walking through this broken and sinful world. For us, it is inescapable and unavoidable. The scary stuff is going to come. But Jesus did have an option. Jesus had a choice. And he chose this. He chose this path. He chose the hard and the difficult and the scary road. Why did he do that if he had a choice? Well, he did that. And he chose this because that's where you are. It's where you are. And that's where he wanted to be. He wanted to be there. Wanted to be here. Ahead of you, before you, behind you, all around you, because Jesus chose you. He chose you and saw you and knew you in your struggle, in your brokenness, in your confusion, in your loss, in your darkness, in your hurt, and in your pain, lost in this broken and sinful world, and he chose you. He chose you to be the recipient of his light and his love and his grace, to have him and to have his presence and his promise, to have his protection in the midst of all the chaos and all the brokenness and all the hurt and all the storms of this life. He chose you to have his hope and to know his peace. Even in the toughest and the craziest and in the scariest moments of this life, you are special. You are saved. You are loved. You are forgiven because Jesus is the one who has chosen you. He has picked you. He has selected you. He has chosen to take your spot and your place in the moment of the greatest danger, in the grip of death on the cross and in the grave. Because for you and I, that's where our path is leading. That's where we should end up. That is what you and I deserve. But Jesus steps in to take that for you and for me. And he does all of this to assure you that you are worth it, that you are his, that you are not lost, you are not forgotten. But God sees you, and he knows you. Jesus assures us that not even one sparrow in the sky is going to fall to the ground apart from the will of your good Father who is in heaven. Even the number of hairs on your head are numbered to him. You are valued. You are worth it. Your value to him is measured up there when you see that cross. That is what you mean to him. That is how much he loves you. You are not some mess up. You are not some reject. You are not some mistake. You will have trouble. You will have struggles. The scary stuff is going to come because you are in this world and Satan and sin, even though they have been defeated in the cross of Jesus Christ, even though they are done, even though their days are over, they are still in their death throes lashing out and they are trying to land as many punches as they possibly can. But even as those punches are landing, Jesus says, "Trust me. Trust me. Everything is going to be all right because I am for you and I am with you. I have chosen you. You will have trouble, but you are not alone. God chose you, and He has also chosen others. All around this room, so many other people, so many other souls, so many other faces. They have troubles, struggles, hurts, and fears, not unlike yours, and so many more outside the walls of this building. Jesus has chosen all of us, imperfect vessels, carrying His peace and His love, carrying His promise and His hope in these jars of clay through all the troubles and struggles and dangers that are to come. We are all together on this journey, following on that path that He has blazed, following Him, hearing His call to be His witnesses, to carry that light of His hope down into the valleys and into the shadows, through that darkness, to gather others who are in that darkness, who are hurting, struggling, scared, and in danger. Others who are needing to hear that sweet message. You are not alone. Others who need that hope, who need to see and hear that this path that we are on, this path that Jesus has blazed, it doesn't end in some scary dead end. But it is a path that leads up out of the grave, up from the cross, into that light of eternal life that shines forever. That place where all the struggle will be gone and the peace will last. Believe and know and trust. Dear friends, the sinful, broken world, it can be scary. But in Jesus, with Him, everything will be all right. Amen. Now may that grace and that love and that peace of God, our Heavenly Father, the promise of hope and life that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ brings, may this guard and keep your hearts and your minds in faith to Christ our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.